Tony McNamee, I suppose that's a game when you look back at last week's game here against Tralee, two very similar games, conceding early on, trying to get back into it, and then ultimately no reward.
Yeah, look, again, we've plenty of chances tonight. We didn't take any. We were unlucky with a few. I think Gavin hit the post and went straight across the box. But look, we have to look at ourselves. The goals we're conceding, I'm not going to say they're not acceptable. We seem to be giving soft goals away. And then we have to work harder for our goals. So look, yeah, it's just difficult at the minute. I think it's a young squad, but that's, we have to forget about that now. We have to grow up. We have to learn how, it's a man's game, we have to learn how to win, whether it's ugly or what it is. But look, it's, again, it's no points. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, conceding early too, Tony, it's you're, as you say then, your game plan changes, doesn't it, when you concede early?
It's not, I wouldn't even say the game plan changes, it doesn't to a certain extent, but it allows other teams to, I suppose, sit in. Like once Athlone went one up, they went well low block and made it difficult. We probably played into their hands by playing it across the back and slow build up and stuff like that there. I think the start of the second half we started fairly sharpish. We got a couple of crosses in the box and things like that there, but look, again, it's been difficult with the, I suppose we got the plaudits for going what, 5 or 6 games unbeaten, and we'll have people criticising us now, but that's part and parcel of football. You have to take it as it comes. It's, I suppose we probably deserve all we get.
Yeah, well, tell me, you weren't helped by losing key players just before half time as well, two injuries, McGuinness and Josh Cullen.
Yeah, look, it's one of them ones where I think Dara, he didn't start last week. He felt his quad in training last week, and again he felt it again tonight. Look, it's, I think it's an injury that he's had in the past, and it might be difficult to push away. I'm not sure what happened, Josh. It might have been whatever way he landed, but again, he's been a breath of fresh air since he came in. He's been for such a young player, he's been very physical. He's been very good in there, things like that there. But it's, again, it's difficult because you're chopping and changing. You're moving. You had to move Joel from left back to centre back.
Yeah,
probably a position he hasn't really played. But again, he done fairly well. But look, I suppose with the likes of Turish being out as well, the lack of numbers at the back to a certain extent. But look, it's another chance for someone else.
Yeah, and next week Longford Town be another difficult test, Tony, but an opportunity maybe to get back on track.
We have to look at it as to be as optimistic as we can. We have to go there and try and get 3 points. Again, they made it very difficult for us here. They were actually the better team for probably about 60 minutes in that game. We went down to 10 men and all of a sudden we turned into a different team. But again, we can't look into the past. We have to forget about tonight's game as quick as we can. We'll probably do a bit of feedback on it over the weekend, but again, we have to forget about it as quick as we can and move on to Friday night.